This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Randy Rickman, R-Y-C-K-M-A-N, date of birth 4/26 of 1960. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Rickman with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetes, and history of obstructive uropathy. His last visit was January 9th of this year. He has been trying to quit smoking but has not done so yet. So he does have chronic wheezing and dyspnea on exertion, no current sputum production, and chronic cough without sputum. He does have chronic arthritis pain in back and hips, but does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No current edema. Medications. I want to highlight the lisinopril. It's 5 milligram daily. He is now on Advair HFA 115/21, two inhalations twice a day. He's on Norco for pain, Lipitor, Protonix. Metformin is 250 milligram daily. Also Colace and Miralax for constipation. Physical exam, weight 226 pounds, and this is stable. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 71. Pulse is 90. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have expiratory wheezes bilaterally with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no rub or murmur. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, without ascites, no edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 24th, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.46. Estimated GFR is 53. Calcium 9.4, albumin 4.1. Electrolytes are normal. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal at 10. Hemoglobin A1C is 5.9. Hemoglobin 13.4. White count is 14.0. And normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We're going to have him continue to get labs done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 4, history of obstructive uropathy, currently no symptoms of changes at this point. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 to 9 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.